This is Rabbi Haber. We're up to Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23 in the Psalms and Tehillim, maybe the most famous piece of Tehillim, Mizmor LeDavid, a song of David, Hashem Roi, Hashem is my shepherd, lo echsar, I will not lack. We say it at funerals, we say it at Shal Shudas. Truth is that there's even a custom to say it at every meal, not very common custom, but we'll get back to that, to say it at every meal, even during the week. And it was David HaMelech. It says that David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, from King Shaul. King Shaul wanted to kill him. He'd been very successful for a while. He came from being a shepherd to being a war hero. But now Shaul HaMelech wanted to kill him, and God, the prophet, came to him and said, you really can't be hanging around anymore, because any city that you visit, Shaul HaMelech comes and the whole city might get massacred. So you need to go out to the forest. You need to go out, leave. So he went out to the Judean desert, and he went to a place called Yar Chores. This is in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chaf Beis, chapter 22. And he goes there, and it's a desolate forest, and he doesn't have food, he doesn't have anything to drink. Now, as a shepherd, his job had always been to make sure that the sheep had food and had something to drink. And now he needed a shepherd that was going to bring him and find him something to eat and something to drink. And indeed, Hashem brought him to a place where there was food and brought him to a place where there was water. And that's when he articulated this idea. He said, Hashem roi, Hashem is my shepherd, lo echsar, I will not lack. That didn't mean he had everything he wanted. It means he had everything he needed. Lo echsar, I will not lack. And he talks about it. He says, Binos deshe yarbitzeni, causes me to lie down in lush pastures. I'm sure he had more to eat than grass. But he was comparing himself to a sheep. If Hashem's a shepherd, al meminuchos yinahaleni, he'll put me beside tranquil waters. And David HaMelech recognized that Hashem was guiding him and that he had everything that he wanted. But he was still in a bind. He was still being chased by Shaul HaMelech. He was still in fear of his life. He didn't know what was going to happen. But he said, I really do know what's going to happen. He says, Gam ki elech begetz ha-moves, even if I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, lo irara, I'm not going to be scared, ki ato imodi, because Hashem, I know you're with me. Shivtucho mishantecha, you've got this stick. Sometimes it hits me, and sometimes it's my cane. It supports me. But heimayin achamuni, I get comfort from that, just like a sheep knows that his shepherd is taking care of him with whatever he does with the shepherd's crook, with that stick that he's got. And he goes on to say, I'm sure that one day I'll go back, I'll be a king, I'll have a table in front of my adversaries, and Shavdi uveis Hashem l'orech yomim, I'll sit in the house of Hashem for many days. This was David HaMelech's mindset. Hashem's my shepherd, he's taking care of me, I'm in a scary spot, but he's going to keep taking care of me, and I'm going to be okay. The Chavetz Chaim story is told that there was a fellow who lived in the times of the Chavetz Chaim, and he was a big Baal Chesed. He did a lot of kindness for people. He helped people, and he spent most of his life helping people, and as often happens, his deeds went punished. People went and they would yell at him, and they would complain, and they would talk about him, and they would curse him, and he couldn't handle it anymore. So finally he decided that he really wants to retire from the chesed business. He wants to stop doing so much kindness for people. It's just too much heartache. It was just too hard. Too many people running after him. He couldn't do it anymore. So he decided he's going to go speak to the Chavetz Chaim. It's a big decision to make. So before he leaves his ventures of chesed, of kindness, he's going to go to the Chavetz Chaim. And he goes to the Chavetz Chaim and he walks into the house. And the Chavetz Chaim had the practice, as we mentioned before, of saying Mizmor LeDavid, the psalm, at every meal. And there was always people around the Chavetz Chaim, so he would say the psalm, but he would also translate it into Yiddish. And while he was translating into Yiddish, he would also add a thought as he was saying Mizmor LeDavid. This was the practice of the Chavetz Chaim. And he gets to this verse of Ach tov v'chesed yedefuni koyimei chayei, may only good and kindness pursue me all the days of my life. And the Chavetz Chaim said that it's ordained in heaven, it's decreed on each person, how much they're going to get pursued in their life. They're going to have a certain amount of heartache. They're going to have a certain amount of people running after them. They're going to have a certain amount of people that are gossiping about them and cursing them and bothering them. He says, that's going to happen. Hashem decided how much you're going to get in your life. He says, the goal is to get that abuse from doing good things. He said, if you're going to be abused and you're going to get yelled at least get yelled at for doing good things. That's what he says. That's what we pray. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai. If I'm going to be pursued, if I'm going to be abused, I should be abused because of my tov and my chesed, my goodness and my kindness. And this fellow, as the story goes, just turned around and went home. And he didn't even ask the Chofetz Chaim's advice because he understood that it could be he's getting so much heartache from all the great things that he's doing, but he was going to get that heartache anyway. And this way, at least he's getting the heartache for doing something good and for doing something great for the Jewish people. The Megala Amukos, which is a Kabbalistic work, asks, what exactly was this valley of the shadow of death that King David's referring to? What is that? So he explains, he says, that when a person dies, we know that they go on some kind of a path or a tunnel. The Gemara talks about it, Shnei Drachim Lefanai, there's two paths before me. And he says, the way that works is, he says, you go on this path, and most of us hopefully are headed on that path straight to Gan Eden, straight to heaven, straight to the Garden of Eden. He says, but as we walk down the path, there's branches, paths going off of the path that we're walking on. And those represent all the paths we could have taken in life, all the roads not traveled, all the things we didn't do, the career changes we could have made, the opportunities that we could have taken advantage of, the mitzvos we could have done. He said that everybody at the end of their life gets this glimpse of all the paths not taken, all the roads not taken. He said, and that as much as we're all headed to Olam Haba, we're all headed to this paradise, to this amazing reward, he said, there's nothing more painful than that road where we see all those paths not taken, all those turnoffs that we could have made but didn't. So getting back to David HaMelech, getting back to King David, here he is in the middle of the Judean desert. He's isolated. He's public enemy number one. He's on a path that he could have not taken. And there's a lot of other paths that he could have taken. He's definitely suffering redifos. He has people persecuting him, running after him, trying to kill him. And he says, look, I'm walking in the valley of the shadow of death. He says, I'm being pursued, and I'm being abused, and I'm being persecuted. He said, but ultimately, I know, Hashem Roi, Hashem's my shepherd, you're going to take care of me. Lo ira ra, I'm not going to fear, ki ata imadi, because you're with me. And he says, I know that the end result's going to be, v'shavti v'veis Hashem, l'orech yomim, I will sit in the house of Hashem for the length of days, forever and ever. So that's what we need to concentrate on. If we're in a rough spot and we're seeing all sorts of different options and paths in front of us, and that's a scary time, but we say, look, we have Hashem with us, whether it's his scepter or whether it's his stick, whatever, if he's hitting us, if he's supporting us, we know that he's going to help us. And if we're suffering a little bit or we're suffering a lot, we know we're going to suffer anyway, so we may as well suffer doing the will of Hashem. And ultimately we'll get that bracha. We will sit in the house of Hashem for the length of days.